The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. I thought I'd already uploaded this podcast, but let's catch up now with Karen Bailey, following the news that she was going to be retiring after a 16-year professional career. The important question first of all, that storm end of season fancy dress, that was an inspired choice of costume.
It was. I mean, I think I probably play the role of Cruella de Vil quite well, to be honest. So, well, I come across that way anyway. So it's pretty a natural fit for us. But Frankie and I actually found ourselves being duplicated because another pair came as the same thing. So there was two Cruellas and two Dalmatians on the day. But otherwise, we rocked it.
I'd expect nothing less. If we go right back, what do you remember most about that debut season at Firebirds? Probably not much.
Oh, gosh. You're really reversing it.
I know.
No, I remember actually Firebirds is quite clear to me because I think for me it was such a life-changing experience. I went from being this big fish in a little pond living in the Northern Territory to experiencing firsthand what elite netball really was and what it meant and how hard it was going to be. I remember the first training session getting there and was just like, I can't do this. Like, this is just physically so hard for me. And I guess it's something that the programs do really well now is that they condition girls for that elite level. But I just don't think that I was ever up to that standard at that point. So preseason was really, really difficult. The girls were amazing. They were so supportive. And I remember my first game that I got to debut, it was against Liz Ellis. So again, another one to really remember. Welcome to the big league. I didn't do too badly, I don't think. I only shot 5 goals. So in the scheme of things, I probably didn't do great. But in my mind, I didn't make a complete embarrassment of myself. So, yeah, I actually remember Firebirds quite clearly because it was a huge transitional stage in my life from, you know, leaving the comforts of the friends and family and what have you that I had developed in Darwin to the big bad wider world of netball. A couple of years after Firebirds, I transitioned to the Canberra Darters into the AIS program and then went over to the Hunter Jagers for a year before the CBT.
Not as well
actually
known over here, so you do excuse me for that.
Yeah, so no, that's fine. So the CBT was the competition that was running at that stage and then they developed into the ANZ competition, which obviously involved New Zealand. And that meant that the team that I was playing for at the time actually didn't make the cut. They got condensed into the Sydney Swifts. And so I was without a team for a couple of years and made the transition over to Melbourne to play in their state league, in their Australian National League, give myself an opportunity and, yeah, was lucky enough to then be picked up by Vixens. And, again, another experience that I can remember crystal clear. This time I think I was definitely a lot more ready for the hard work that came with it, but we made the grand final the very first year that I'd played and unfortunately we had lost it, even though we're leading the whole way. And I learned very quickly after that grand finals didn't come easy. And should I be in that position again, which fortunately 4 years later I was, we weren't going to be losing it. So a hard lesson to learn in your first year, especially as a shooter, but a lesson that has provided valuable, I guess, experience for me throughout my whole remaining netball career.
I might have asked you this, but what was it like making the Diamonds for the first time, 2014 Comm Games?
Yeah, it was really, really unexpected, to be honest. I think I've always been a big believer that if you don't think, you know, that far ahead and you just focus on your team as such throughout the year and your team perform well, 9 times out of 10, you'll actually be selected into that Australian squad and that team anyway. But it was a phenomenal experience being able to come over for the 2014 Comm Games as a reserve and help those girls train in preparation for the Comm Games. And then ultimately when they won, you know, that gold medal, you kind of felt like you're part of that preparation for them. So yeah, it was a phenomenal experience and something that I certainly will treasure.
Tell me about that call from Kat to come and join MABS.
It wasn't even a phone call, to be honest. It was the good old Facebook Messenger. So she sent me a message basically, you know, obviously it was a lot longer, but the gist of it was, I know you're retired, but would you consider coming over here to play for a year? And at that point in time, my partner and I had decided that we wanted to come over to Europe and do a bit of travel anyway. We were in Adelaide at that point, and it was just a fantastic opportunity to kind of come and experience the UK and live here and do a bit of Europe as well. And yeah, so I pretty much replied to this message saying, absolutely, what's involved, you know, how to, you know, is accommodation involved, is there payment, is there work, is it viable basically financially for us to do it? And it was. So yeah, I jumped on a plane, 2 months later, to come to a country I'd never really experienced apart from the Com Games briefly, and to a team that of girls that I've never met, and to be coached by a coach I knew nothing about. So that was a huge leap of faith, but it was also really exciting for me to just go YOLO.
All in.
Go. So yeah, absolutely. And netball sometimes, I guess, restricts your ability to just be bold and adventurous and just go, I'm doing it. And for me, that was kind of the moment that I was like, well, you know what? What have we got to lose? So off we went, and here we still are.
Yeah, now that it's over, obviously something that you really glad you experienced and were part of.
Absolutely. I have absolutely loved my time here in the last 4 years. And I think, honestly, it was such a fantastic finish to my career. I had so much fun. It's a different level of experience that you experience here versus Australia. However, it still means the same to everybody, regardless whether you win or you lose. It's still the experience and the growth that each individual is, you know, getting. So yeah, I'm really glad that I came over and I played the 4 years, because it was such a fun experience for me and such a great way for me to finish off.
How did you enjoy last season? Were the parts you could enjoy? It must have been.
Yeah, absolutely. I was having this conversation with someone actually the other day about, you know, finishing off in a year that hasn't necessarily been successful on the scoreboard. But one of the things with being in netball and being involved in it so long is that I've been very fortunate to be part of teams that have been extremely successful for the duration that I've been a part of it. And that comes with different pressures that you experience here. Whereas here it was actually still a learning and a growing stage for me in a netball sense, because it's really hard to continue to motivate and get girls to continue to back up when you're not getting the results. And that's a completely different experience for me. But the girls have been fantastic. At no point did they just go, we're losing, it's over. There was always a challenge. There was always something to prove, whether, you know, we've got girls that are fighting for Ireland selection or Scottish selection or what have you. So there was always something to fight for each individual within that team. And I think the group as a whole were willing to go above and beyond to ensure that those individuals were seen for all their amazing qualities that they have. But then also for us to go, yeah, we're not getting the results that we want, but we have patches of absolute brilliance, and just watch this space, because I can see where the girls have started and where they've actually ended. And I can't wait to obviously support them going forward and just see the amazing results that are still to come.
We saw, obviously, that partnership with Frankie was still there, but people like Sophie, there was even that development between the pair of you as well when she played alongside you.
Yeah, each goaler that I've played with, we've had individual partnerships, whether that's with Frankie, and we obviously have that history with each other playing, so we know each other's style quite well. Emma's completely different style to Frankie. She's very fast and dynamic. However, she also still has those smarts and those wits. And then Sophie, obviously, at this point in time, she is still young and very raw. However, she has a head on her that is far superior to her age. So she is quite a wise player. She just needs to get more of that experience at this level to truly understand when the pressure comes on and the stressful moments come on. It's okay. You don't have to rush balls. You've got all the time in the world. You just stick to, you know, the process and all work. But again, that comes with experience, and you can't expect her to have it at the age of, well, she's 17 now, but at the age of 17 and only a few games under her belt, she's got a very, very bright future. And I think, you know, in years to come, we'll certainly be watching her dominate on court.
And she'd have picked up so much from that season playing alongside you.
Yeah, she will. I think just playing in general, you always pick up so much when you're on court, and you learn to deal with the pressures and the stress and the moments, and you learn from them, good or bad. Normally the bad moments is the ones that you actually learn from the most. And unfortunately, you've got to have those bad moments to actually experience the highs.
Fans of Stormont obviously recognise the fact that it's been the lowest they've ever finished in the league. Maybe a bit tricky to take as fans. What's that been like for the rest of the squad?
Yeah, it's been hard. I don't think any player wants to have the results that we had this year. But like I said, you've got to take that on the chin. Unfortunately, that's the reality, and the performances that we put out this year weren't good enough. And all you can do is learn and continue to improve and work hard. And I'm sure Mickey, you know, will sort out her squad for next year, and they'll be back training as soon as possible to ensure that they don't have a repeat season next year.
What's that been like working with somebody like her, even from your experience? Has she brought much to your game?
I've always said that Mickey is in a really, really tough position for her age, something that full credit for her be able to do. To be a coach at her age, let alone then be a player and be an integral part within that Storm setup as well, takes a lot of time, takes a lot of commitment. And she is certainly somebody who is truly committed to developing the team, developing herself as an individual and as a coach. And she is someone that will take on that feedback that you will give her. She has taught me a lot of things throughout, you know, the 2 years that I've been with her, whether it's been individually as a person and how I come across to some players at times, how I need to present myself, how I need to present myself as a leader. There's always something that you learn from each individual. And yeah, I've certainly had a positive experience with her.
How much did you enjoy the inclusion of Rhinos and the sheer fact that Sirens have really stepped up to the games this year?
God, haven't they been exciting? I was going to say Sirens have, I've got a bit of a crush on Sirens at the moment. I have secretly, you know, been cheering them on throughout the season. So I think it helped, you know, having G Abernathy, a fellow little Aussie in there, and being a fellow teammate as well. So that always helped. But I've been so amazed at how well they have worked together and how far they've come. And, you know, Rhinos, Dan is a fantastic coach. Strategically, he is one of the best. And he has done so well with those Rhinos girls to ensure that they're all on the same page, irrespective of who is on court. And, you know, Danelle Wallen, wow. I can't wait to see her performances next year when, you know, a Maddie Brown comes to join the party as well. So they are certainly a team to watch. And the fact that they made top four this year, where we see championship players next year.
A lot of people are maybe suggesting that.
Absolutely. It may have looked very, very different if she hadn't and if they had retained her. However, I think the other young guns that stepped into the shooting circle and her to replace her did an absolutely phenomenal job as well, and they kept getting those wins on the board, so full credit to them to be able to step into big shoes to fill.
Storm had some strong games in part, just maybe the team actually didn't finally get over the finish line.
Yeah, we did. We had moments of brilliance. We just couldn't sustain it.
It was nice to get the win over Wasps.
That's absolutely. And I think, you know, it was a fantastic send-off for me. But hardest team. I think each individual probably finds different players would be difficult to play. But for me, I would say probably like a Loughborough or what have you, just because they're such a difficult team to shut down. Like defensively, they're really, really strong. But their attack line of having Mary in there is just, it's so difficult to get any ball. So as an attacker and as a shooter, you know full well that any possession or any center pass that you have, it has to go to goal to even be in contention of beating that team. So I think as a team, for me personally, that's probably one of the most difficult ones that we keep coming up against.
Storm obviously had Neve and Jess fully involved as part of NHS. What was that like for you and the rest of Storm, just being there for them really and just knowing that if they needed you, you were there?
Yeah, I mean, having those two was always, I guess, one of those experiences that you're like, you're in awe of them because of the job that they do and the amazing contribution that they do to the wider community. But then to see devastation at, you know, its peak, and then for them to come to training and perform, you're just like, how do you manage to do that?
Mm.
Yeah, and I mean, Neve's always been our doctor all year, to be honest. Anytime I go for a throat, I'm like, Neve, my throat's sore. Oh. You know, she tells me I'm a bit of a baby, but I don't think I get much love from her. But she's almost the team doctor, whether she likes it or not, unfortunately.
The ability to go on a full season without the injury, that's obviously really important to you as well.
Yeah, and it's something that, you know, the S&C coaches have done really well. They've managed me really well throughout the season. Being a little bit older, injuries are always going to be more prone. I actually had a bit of an injury. I tore my calf early on the preseason, so that was my injury for the year. And I have battled quite a few little niggles throughout the season, but we've managed to manage it quite well, and we haven't pushed it further than it could go. So we got me through the season, which is nice, and all I can ask for my last year to not walk away injured is always a bonus at my age.
I'd suggest that playing in the Fast Five was something that you really relished and loved.
Yeah, and I would have absolutely loved to actually finished on Fast Five, to be honest. It's a game that I love. It's definitely a shooter's game, but it's just so fun. And yeah, it's a bit disappointing that I couldn't finish like that, but that's the situation that we found ourselves in. So I'll just have to finish up this way.
I'll get onto Matchroom if you want, and you can come back as an all-star, can't you? And the T's and
yeah,
C's.
Well, I could, but maybe let me know now so I can keep training.
We've seen quite a bit of mixed teams launching in, and obviously men's teams as well. So local teams in London, I mean, Knights and Giants, is that something that would maybe appeal to you? A mixed team?
Oh, I think netball will always be part of my life, whether it's coaching or social. I certainly think at this point in time, everyone's like, how's retirement? And I'm like, well, it's kind of the end of season for me, so it doesn't really feel like I've retired as such. But I think come September, I definitely will get itchy feet. So yeah, I might have to go see if I can find a bit of a social team to run around in. Might play a bit of goalkeeper since Mickey never let me play there. You know, just kind of live out my dream in my little social league days.
It's not why you do it, I would suggest, but what was that award for fans, Player of the Year, like?
Really unexpected, to be honest. I thought Alima Priest had that one in the bag. She got away with quite a lot of accolades for the team, which I completely thoroughly deserved. So, I mean, it's a lovely little send-off for me, to be honest, and definitely feeling the love from the fans.
Season's only just finished, but how do you reckon Storm can build next season? Where do they need to look?
I think recruitment for them is going to be a really integral part in the off season. They need to make sure that any players that they get in, they're going to have to really cement into that team and build those connections really quickly. Anytime that you get a new lineup, those connections aren't there. So it takes quite a bit of time to ensure that you learn to play with each individual. And I guess with me leaving and being the starting shooter for the entire year, it means that that is a spot that needs to be filled by them. So whether that's from existing players within the team or whether they bring someone new in, again, that's still partnerships that haven't necessarily been developed. And, you know, there are quite a few spots, I guess, that need to be looked at and sealed and made sure that, you know, are we recruiting players for them? Do we have the depth within the squad to replace them? And then the depth again to ensure that we've got players on the bench that can come in and inject should they need to. So I'm sure Mickey's all over this. I'm sure she has a list of players that she wants to be contacting as soon as possible or as soon as she can do it. And yeah, I'm just excited to see, you know, what they can do going forward.
You said that I always ask a fishing question, so I've left it till the last.
Of course you do.
Right, so here
you
it comes.
Like to throw
ready?
You always know that you're not going to get an answer, right?
Are you sticking around me, maybe in a coaching role?
In Storm?
In Storm?
So, I was going to say, going forward, I am coaching with schools and clubs and what have you. In regards to Super League coaching, that's not on the radar at this point in time.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot it was a Zoom call. Right.
Like...
16 years, so I mean, it's been really special. Testimonial game as well. You'd like to have see maybe something like that at Surrey Sports Park. We could get Hank in over. That'd be nice.
Oh, I mean, any time that you get Hank in and I together in a circle is always going to be a fun day. So more than happy to sign up for that just for the laugh. But she's great value at the best of times. So anytime that you get to hang out with her, it's always fun.
It's been really special, Karen, just having you part of the Super League. And maybe a message for fans?
Just thank you. I mean, I don't think there's much more that I really can say. It's just I appreciate all the support throughout this time. Even in my journey prior to being part of Storm, the fans along the way, whether it was the Mavericks or throughout my whole entire netball journey, it has been appreciated. Sometimes I don't think you understand the true value of a message or a tweet or an Instagram post, how much it actually means to an athlete at that time. So huge thank you for everything, and make sure you keep supporting the girls going forward.
And you won't be too far for the court?
I definitely won't be too far from the court.
If you're looking for a new kit as head of the new season, head on over to flyhawk.com, give their 3D kit designer a go. Plenty coming up on the podcast over the next couple of weeks. Follow us online, and you can also send us a DM, news and information at your club. We're at the Netball Show, or you can send us an email, info@thenetballshow.co.uk.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.